This today's lecture is actually the first of two lectures. It's part one today.
I današnja lekcija je zapravo prvi deo od dve lekcije.
Tomorrow we hope to have part two. But I say to you, can leave the door open because of the nice fresh air and many devotees.
I nadamo se da ćemo sutra imati drugi deo.
Today we will start with the most essential of the four, or we will talk about the most essential principle, which is humility.
Danas ćemo pričati o najsuštinskijem principu, a to je poniznost.
In preparation to this class, I went to one Serbian Orthodox monastery and ask them about their concept of humility, and I will quote Mrs. Serbian Orthodox nun a little later.
Kada sam spremao ovaj seminar, posjetio sam jedan srpski pravoslavni manastir i pitao sam ih o njihovom konceptu poniznosti. I sada ću vam reći šta je ono što mi je jedna od tih sveštenica rekla.
I will also go with you through the Sufi tradition and other traditions and explore the subject from many different angles of view.
Tako da proćemo kroz Sufi tradiciju i kroz neke druge tradicije i istražujemo tu poentu sa mnogih tačka ili uglova gledišta.
But we will start today by looking at this subject from our own Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition.
Ali danas ćemo početi tu temu gledajući sa stanovišta ili sa tačke naše Gaudiya Vaishnava filozofije.
In one verse of the Brahmanda Purana, it says that between us and God there is a large mountain.
U Brahmanda Purani je opisano da između nas i svešnjeg gospodina postoji jedna velika planina.
Unless this velika planina is destroyed, you will never be able to meet the Lord.
Sve dotle, dok ta velika planina ne bude uništena, nećete biti u mogućnosti da sretnete gospodina.
The mountain is the mountain of false ego.
I planina je planina lažnog ja.
To annihilate this mountain and then come to the concept of spiritual aham mameti is the goal of this lecture.
I da bi uništili tu planinu koja se sastoji od aham mameti, to je cilj današnje lekcije.
I want to first start by explaining to you something about the annihilation of the false ego. You must know that there are actually four kinds of annihilation.
I danas ćemo početi sa time. Nešto ću vam reći o uništenju lažnog ja za početak. I kao što znate, postoje četiri vrste uništenja.
The first annihilation is that which goes on constantly.
Prva vrsta uništenja je ona vrsta koja se stalno dešava.
It's the constant transformation of matter, the constant coming and going.
I to je neprestana transformacija ili preobražaj materije, neprestano dolaženje ili odlaženje.
Yeah, and our bodies, for instance, all the cells are constantly annihilated.
Na primjer, naše telo, ćelije našeg tela se neprestano uništavaju.
Then there is a nimitika or occasional annihilation which takes place during the night of Brahma, where all three planetary systems except for Satyaloka are destroyed.
I onda postoji djelimično uništenje koje se dešava za vreme noći gospodina Brahme i tada sva tri planetarna sistema sve do planete Satyaloke gospodina Brahme bivaju uništeni.
The third type of material annihilation is called the total material annihilation or prakritika, which takes place after Brahma's life of 100 year is finished.
I treća vrsta uništenja je potpuno uništenje materijalnog sveta i to je kada gospodinu Brahmi istekne njegov život od 100 godina.
But there is also what is called a final material an annihilation.
Ali postoji nešto što se zove konačno materijalno uništenje.
That is when your false ego is destroyed.
A to se dešava kada vaš lažni ja biva uništen.
Because in all these three types of material, all the three types of material annihilation, the constant, the occasional, and the total, you will have to come back to the material world.
Jer u sve ove prve tri vrste uništenja, morate opet da se vratite u materijalni svijet.
Even when the soul goes into the body, even when the whole material universe is destroyed, the soul, together with its material desires, goes into the body of Mahavishnu and waits there for the new creation to take place.
Čak i kad čitav materijalni svijet bude uništen, duhovna duša zajedno sa svojim željama odlazi u telo Mahavishnu i čeka da materijalni svijet ponovo bude stvoren.
Nityananda Kari, please consider this point only one time. Only when your personal false ego is destroyed will you not have to return to the material world.
Jedino kada tvoj false ego bude potpuno uništen, više nećeš morati da se vratiš u materijalni svijet.
Yes. When you realize that everything which is appearing to be separate from Lord Krishna is just an illusion, and you know, I am Yasam Sluga, I am a servant of Lord Krishna, everything else in my life is an illusion, ooh, then you are ready to leave and go to the spiritual world.
Da sve što na izgled izgleda odvojeno od Krišne, da je to samo iluzija, onda ste zaista spremni da se vratite u duhovni svijet.
My dear devotees, by understanding the subject matter of destruction of the ego, one realizes how insignificant our coming to this world is, our activities, and also our death in this world is.
Dragi brate, ako shvatite taj princip lažnog ja, onda ćete shvatiti koliko su bedne ili beznačajne naše djelatnosti u ovom materijalnom svijetu i naša smrt.
Because everything which is manifested out of the false ego is illusory.
Jer sve što se manifestuje iz lažnog ja je iluzorno.
The destruction of the false ego, and this is significant, has to happen before our this material death.
I uništenje materijalnog ja mora da se desi pre naše smrti.
And you will see, when you look through the eyes of philosophy or humility, you will recognize that the whole universe, in fact the whole material reality, is only moving in order to help us to awaken from the illusion of I am and this is mine. You will see that the whole universe and material reality moves to help us wake up from the illusion of I and mine.
I vidjet ćete da se cijel ovaj svijet pokreće da bi nas oslobodio od te ideje ja sam i ovaj moj.
If our false ego collapses, the whole material existence collapses. High ball. In this seminar we discussed about simplicity. We heard also things about sense and mind control. We heard about forbearance and tolerance. But all this is it will not help us if we are not humble.
Ali ništa od toga nam neće pomoći ako mi nismo ponizni.
You can be simple.
Možete biti jednostavni.
You can be sense and mind controlled.
Možete imati kontrolu nad svojim umom.
You can also be extremely tolerant.
Također možete biti izuzetno tolerantni.
But if you're doing all this with an inflated false ego, I am the doer, everything is useless.
Ali ako to radite sa razbuktalim lažnim ja, Ja sam vršilac, sve je to beskorisno.
Therefore, this principle is the most important.
I zbog toga ovaj princip je najvažniji.
Real humility defies all the laws of material nature.
Prava poniznost poražava sve zakone materijalne prirode.
And you can only understand real humility if you, not by your intelligence, but if you get the mercy of the devotees.
I pravu poniznost ne možete razumjeti pomoću svoje inteligencije, već samo tako što dobijete milost Boga.
Therefore, in this section, we will actually hear many examples from devotees.
Zato ćemo sada u ovom delu čuti o mnogo primjera različitih bhakti.
Let us now start.
Hajde da sada započnemo.
There are actually three types of humility.
Zapravo postoje tri vrste poniznosti.
The first one is real.
Prva je stvarna.
The second is false.
Druga je
and the third is in between real and false humility.
Treća je između prave i lažne poniznosti.
Real humility is a natural state of consciousness and comes when the heart is purified.
Prava poniznost je prirodno stanje svjesnosti koje dolazi kada je srce pročišćeno.
False humility is when you think you are humble.
Lažna poniznost je kada mislite za sebe da ste ponizni.
The moment you think it, I am humble, humility leaves you and unnoticed by you.
Kada u trenutku kada pomislite da ste ponizni, poniznost vas neprimetno napusti.
Unnoticed by you, but sometimes noticed by others, pride enters your heart.
Vi to ne primetite, ali drugi primete kako ponos ulazi u vaše srce.
So you think, oh, yeah, yes, I'm humble.
I mislite, ja sam ponizan.
But you are proud.
Ali ste zapravo ponosni.
Proud of your humility.
Ponosni na svoju poniznost.
The third, yes, this is a title. The third humility is something which I suggest is a practical form and is good for us.
A ono što je pod brojem tri, to bih ja predložio kao nešto što je praktično za nas.
It's something in between.
To je nešto između.
You are not yet humble.
Još uvijek niste ponizni.
But you are sincerely trying to become humble.
Ali se iskreno trudite da postanete ponizni.
And if the Vaishnavas and Krishna see your sincere endeavors, they bless you and jup, all of a sudden it's there. This mystical state of consciousness called humility.
Ako Vaishnava i Krishna vide taj vaš napor, onda nas oni blagoslove i onda odjednom dostignete taj nivo ponizni.
In other words, true humility is given when we feel we are not humble, but we sincerely try for it.
Zapravo pravi nivo poniznosti dostižemo kada smatramo za sebe da nismo ponizni, ali se trudimo u tom pravcu.
I think all of you who listen to this begin to understand it's something very, very subtilny.
Mislim da svi vi koji ovo slušate shvatate da je ovo nešto jako, jako subtilno.
Jako, jako, yes. Yes, it's something almost like a Buddhistic koan.
To je nešto slično kao budistički koan.
Yes. You know. Thank you. There is one principle in nature, and this principle will help us to understand humility.
Postoji jedan princip u prirodi i taj princip će nam pomoći da razumemo i shvatimo poniznost.
Opposites attract each other.
Suprotnosti se privlače.
And this is also true in a certain way when we study humility.
I to je, tako da kažemo, isto primjenljivo u odnosu na poniznost.
Krishna is so great.
Krishna je tako velik.
And this is what a humble person thinks.
To je kako ponizna osoba razmišlja.
And I am so small.
A ja sam tako mali.
These are opposite conceptions.
To su suprotne koncepcije.
And when this is there, true humility enters the heart.
I kada je tu prava poniznost, onda je to tako.
And these opposites begin to attract each other. The humble soul is attracted to God, and God is attracted to the humble soul, and they come together.
И онда те супротности постају привучени една со другом. Душа која е понизна постаје привучена Богом, а Бог постаје привучен својим понизном душом, и онда они се спајају и долазе да буду заједно.
It's almost like two powerful magnets. One is positive and the other negative. And then by the when it builds up, then it goes like, and the attraction is there.
I to je kao dva snažna magneta, jedan je pozitivan, jedan je negativan, i kada se oni napune, onda jako snažno budu privučeni jedan drugi.
Once Prabhupada was asked, how can we, as conditioned souls, become humble, Srila Prabhupada? It seems to be only reserved for highly realized souls who have entered the natural constitutional position.
Jedno su pitali Srila Prabhupada, dragi Srila Prabhupada, kako mi zaista možemo da postanemo ponizni? To izgleda da je rezervisano samo za jako, jako napredne biće.
A normal person seems to always to some degree or another take shelter in material names and forms and therefore becomes adulterated or mixed with matter and then pride.
Obična uslovljena duša, ona do neke želje ima, do neke mere ima te želje za
za
mešanjem sa materijalnom prirodom.
Aha. Once, so Prabhupada was asked, how do we become humble?
I onda su pitali Srila Prabhupada kako da postanemo ponizni.
Listen to his highly profound answer, his Dubak answer.
Molim vas, slušajte ovaj veoma duboki odgovor.
He said, act as if you are humble.
Rekli su, Srila Prabhupada je rekao, delujte kao da ste ponizni.
And this answer will be the basis for this next part, where we will discuss some aspects of humility, so that you know what it is, and then you can maybe somehow act like a humble person.
I taj odgovor će biti temelj za drugi deo rasprave, kada ćemo vidjeti kako možemo da razmišljamo da smo ponizni i kako da delujemo na takav način.
We will enter now into a humility workshop.
I sada ćemo ući u radionicu za poniznost.
Let me see, the theoretical foundations. Later it will become a little bit more practical.
Sada ćemo dati jednu teoretsku osnovu, a kasnije će postati više praktično.
Humility is such a strong principle, even if you only act as if you are humble, you will see that your whole life changes.
Poniznost je tako snažan princip, da čak i samo ako djelujete kao da ste ponizni, to će promijeniti čitav vaš život.
When you come in contact with electricity, it charges you up, and the same holds true with contact with humility.
Kada ste u kontaktu sa strujom, ona vas napuni. Ista stvar je primjenjiva i na poniznost.
The first point I would like to raise is a definition of humility by Srila Prabhupada.
I prva poenta koju želim da napomenem, a to je definicija poniznosti koju je dao Srila Prabhupada.
Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, poniznost znači da osoba ne treba biti željna da dobije poštovanje i prepoznavanje od strane drugih osoba.
It's really an illusion that if others honor you, that means you are now very well or good.
To je zapravo velika iluzija da ako vas drugi slave, da vi mislite da ste vi jako dobro.
Prabhupada once spoke about the illusions of the democratic process.
Jedan je Srila Prabhupada govorio o iluziji demokratskog procesa.
It's not that true that the person who is elected by many, many people is necessarily a very wonderful person.
Nije istina da ako su mnoge, mnoge osobe izabrale nekog osobu, da je ta stvar neka jako uzvišena osoba.
Because the people may not be qualified.
Jer možda ljudi koji su ga glasali nisu kvalifikovani.
In a very strong way, Prabhupada said, If many donkeys come together to elect a leader, their leader will be the biggest donkey, Haribol.
Ako mnogo magaraca dođe zajedno na skup, I ako oni izaberu lidera među sobom, taj lider je najveći magarac.
So when many people praise you, it doesn't necessarily mean that now you are a very qualified person. It's an illusion.
Ako vas jako puno ljudi slavi i vi zbog toga mislite da ste jako kvalifikovana osoba, to je veoma velika iluzija.
Maybe it means you are a very unqualified person when many people praise you.
To možda znači da ste veoma nekvalifikovana osoba kada vas puno ljudi slavi.
I know, for instance, there was is a famous boxer. I don't know. Maybe you can help me. No. He was. This very strong boxer, and sometimes he often is in prison because he bites people's ears. Yes, that sounds correct.
To je jedan poznati bokser Mike Tyson i po neki put čak je bio i uhapšen pošto ima običaj kad se boksuje da grize svoje protivnike za uši.
Yeah, I saw once a picture where this boxer was going and he had a lion on the line.
I jednom sam video jednu sliku koja prikazuje tog boksera kako ispred sebe na uzici vodi lava.
A little lion. There are more lions on the line than in the zoo in America. Not so important. Yes. And of course, very strong osaba, you know, who have strong arms, they like such a fool. So he gets honored by others, but it's not true that he's the most qualified.
I on je dobio poštovanje i prepoznavanje od strane drugih, ali to ne znači da on veoma kvalifikovan.
So it's a deception to think that it's very necessary to be recognized by others.
I to je veoma pogrešno da se misli da je potrebno da budemo prepoznati od strane drugih.
So again the definition, humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others.
Još jedna definicija poniznosti, da osoba ne bi trebala da bude vezana za to da li drugi ukazuju poštovanje.
Yes.
Da bude prepoznata od strane drugih.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go to you with the second aspect of humility.
I sada ću zajedno sa vama dodam do drugog aspekta poniznosti.
Humility means freedom from falsity.
Poniznost znači sloboda od pretvaranja.
Yes. In the Chinese culture, humility means a vision of reality.
A u kineskoj kulturi poniznost znači vizija realnosti.
My dear devotees, aham brahmasmi.
Dragi naši bhakte, aham brahmasmi.
We are spiritual. That means we don't have yellow or black hair.
To znači da nemamo žutu ili crnu kosu.
It means we are not learned or foolish.
To znači da nismo ni učeni ni budalasti.
It means we have nothing to do with these material etiquettes.
To znači da mi nemamo ništa s ovim materijalnim imenovanjima.
I am an eternal servant of Krishna.
Ja sam večni sluga Krishne.
So a humble person is satisfied in this reality.
I ponizna osoba je zadovoljna sa takvom realnošću.
He doesn't want to be known as something false.
What takva osoba ne želi da bude poznata kao nešto što je pogrešno ili lažno.
A humble person has a vision of reality.
Ponizna osoba ima viziju realnosti.
Another aspect of humility is that humility is the beginning of knowledge.
Drugi aspekt poniznosti, da je poniznost početak znanja.
Without humility, that is understanding I'm a pure soul, it is not possible to have any knowledge which is factual.
I bez poniznosti, osoba ne može imati pravo znanje.
You have maybe only some jnana, but not vijnana.
Možda ćete imati samo neko znanje, ali nećete imati spoznato znanje.
Once, Sanatana Goswami came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received for several days very profound instructions.
Jednom je Sanatana Gosvami došao poslije čitanja Mahaprabhu i za nekoliko dana dobio je veoma važne instrukcije.
At the end he very, very humbly threw himself before the ground.
I na kraju veoma ponizno se bacio na zemlju.
And he said, "Please, my Lord, bless me."
Ispred Gospoda i rekao, "Dragi moj Gospode, molim te blagoslovi me."
That all these conclusions become true and realized by me.
Da svi ti zaključci postanu pravi ili istinski i da ih ja zaista spoznam.
Please put your lotus stopola on my headski.
Molim te, stavi svoja lotusova stopala na moju glavu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Sanatan, who was on the ground, and he took his two lotus feet, very big, and put them on the head.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koji je sedeo, on je uzeo svoja dva lotusova stopala koja su veoma velika i stavio ih na glavu Sanatana Goswami.
Only a truly humble person like Sanatana Goswami can ever hope to understand spiritual knowledge.
Jedino istinski ponizna osoba kao što je Sanatana Goswami može imati nadu da zaista shvati duhovno znanje.
A person who is not humble will not understand, although he thinks he understands.
A osoba koja nije ponizna, ona to neće razumjeti, iako misli da je razumjela.
All the devotees who wanted to obtain spiritual knowledge first had to become very humble.
Svi bhakte koji žele da steknu duhovno znanje, prvo moraju postati ponizni.
Look at Arjuna, the great general of the Mahabharata times.
Pogledajte Arjunu, velikog generala iz vremena Mahabharate.
He spoke to Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
On je razgovarao sa Krishnom na vojnom polju Kurukshetra.
Only when he stopped speaking to Krishna,
jedino kad je prestao da razgovara sa Krishnom,
did Krishna speak to him.
Onda je Krishna govorio njemu.
A humble person stops speaking.
Ponizna osoba prestaje sa svojim govorom.
And says, "I do not know, please enlighten me."
I ona kaže, ja ništa ne znam, molite posvjetli me.
As long as Arjuna spoke, Krishna just smiled at him.
Sve dotle dok je Arjuna pričao, Krishna se samo smeja.
And was silent.
I ostoje nem.
When Arjuna then began to cry and said, "I'm actually confused."
I onda Arjuna počeo da plače i rekao, pa u istinu, ja sam zbunjen.
I'm in this material world, I do not know anything.
Ja sam u ovom materijalnom svijetu i zapravo ništa ne znam.
Although I have some material impressions in my mind.
Iako imam neke materijalne utiske unutar svoga uma.
Then Krishna stopped smiling.
I onda je Krishna prestao da se smije.
He took him serious.
I onda ga je shvatio ozbiljno.
And he began to speak his Bhagavad Gita.
I onda je počeo da priča svoju Bhagavad Gita.
My dear devotees, when you stop speaking to God, all your reasons why you can't surrender, then the God will speak to you.
Dragi moji bhakte, onda kada prestanete da govorite Bogu svoje razloge zašto ne možete da mu se predate, onda će on početi da vam govori.
Look how Maharaj Parikshit attained spiritual knowledge.
Pogledajte kako je Maharaj Parikshit dostigao duhovno znanje.
When he approached Sukadev Goswami, he didn't say, "I'm the king of this place here."
I on kada je prišao Sukadevi Goswamiju, nije mu rekao, pa znaš, ja sam kralj ovog kraja ovdje.
He said, "I'm actually a Kshatriya Bandhu, that is an imitation Kshatriya."
Već on je rekao, ja sam Kshatriya Bandhu, ja sam samo imitacija Kshatriya.
Imitacija Kshatriya, yes. "I'm actually not worthy to be called Arjuna's descendant."
Ja zapravo nisam dostojan toga da se zovem Arjuninim potomkom.
And do you know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached his spiritual master?
I da li znate kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prišao svom duhovnom učitelju?
He didn't say, "I'm the incarnation of God in Kali Yuga."
On mu nije rekao, ja sam inkarnacija Boga u Kali Yuga.
He said, "Ja sam budalac."
On je rekao, ja sam budala.
Yes, yes. Look at Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, the ministers of India.
Rupu i Sanatana Goswami, ministri Indije.
When they came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to attain real knowledge, they actually put straw in their mouth.
Kada su došli prečitanju Mahaprabhu da bi dobili pravo znanje, oni su stavili slamku u svoje usta.
They didn't say we are the ministers of this place.
Oni nisu rekli mi smo ministri ovog ovdje mjesta.
By putting straw in their mouth, they wanted to show we are like cows.
I oni time što su stavili slamku u svoja usta, oni su time htjeli da kažu mi smo poput krava.
Only a cow will put straw in its mouth, right?
Jedino će krava staviti slamku u svoja usta, zar ne?
They said, for us to expect your mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as illusory as it is if a dwarf thinks I will capture the moon.
I oni su rekli, dragi naš gospode, za nas da očekujemo tvoju milost je isto kao patuljak koji želi da dostigne i da dohvati mjesec.
We are very fallen, more fallen than Jaga and Madai.
Mi smo veoma pali, čak pali od Jagaja i Madaja.
Because we associate with the Muslims.
Zato što smo se družili sa muslimanima.
Now I want to ask you a question. Do you think Rupa and Sanatana Goswami had a reality problem?
Sada želim nešto da vas pitam. Da li mislite da su Rupa i Sanatana Goswami imali neki stvarni problem?
I mean, didn't they see that they were highly qualified residents of Krishna Loka?
Zar oni nisu vidjeli da su veoma visoko kvalifikovani stanovnici Krishna Loke?
Had they forgotten that they were Rupa and Lavanga Manjari?
Zar su zaboravili da su oni Rupa i Lavanga Manjari?
Had they forgotten that they only associated with the Muslim government because they wanted to protect their people from abuse?
Da li su zaboravili da su oni bili članovi muslimanske vlade samo da bi zaštitili svoje ljude od zloupotrebe i nasilja?
Was it that they only wanted to give a good example for us, like Glumacitski?
Da li to znači da su htjeli samo da daju dobar primjer za nas kao glumci?
Let us park this question for a moment.
Hajde sada da parkiramo ova pitanja za trenutak.
And let us understand how they lived.
I hajde da razumemo, da shvatimo kako su oni živjeli.
Have you heard the name Sri Srinivas Acharya?
Da li ste čuli za ime Srinivas Acharya?
He wrote this Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Sijiva Gopalako. He is one of the main preachers of Krishna consciousness in the generation after the six Goswamis.
I on je jedan od glavnih propovednika svjesnosti Krišne u generaciji koja je došla nakon šestorice Goswami.
His father Chaitanya Das one time visited Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in Ramakeli.
I njegov otac koji se zvao Chaitanya Das jednom je posjetio Rupu i Sanatana Goswamija u Ramakeliju.
Who of you has been in Ramakeli?
Koji od vas ovdje bliskih bio u Ramakeliju?
Mani Manjari has been everywhere.
Mani
you
svoje.
Are there. Then our Vasco de Gama. No, Vaikundanitai. Wow. That's a wonderful name. You must go to Ramakeli. It's very, very beautiful in the countryside. You can see a big palace, which was, I hear, the secretarial office. It's under historical protection, historical monument protection. And you can visit there the Madan Mohan temple of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. When Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were governors, they kept this temple.
i dok su Rupa i Sanatana Gosvami bili na položajima vladara, oni su se brinuli za taj hram.
They had built a huge assembly hall where there was constant Krishna Katha by different devotees.
I izgradili su jednu veliku halu u kojoj su bhakte neprestano govorili Krishna Katha.
Now once Rupa and Sanatana Gosvami gave a lecture in this assembly hall.
I jednom su Rupa i Sanatana Gosvami dali lekciju u toj hali.
And virtually all the scholars of the time were sitting in this lecture.
I svi učenjaci tog vremena su sedeli na njihovoj lekciji.
Rupa Gosvami was just explaining his work Govinda Virudavali, that is calling out for Govinda. It's a beautiful poem.
I Rupa Gosvami je objašnjavao tu svoju pesmu i to je veoma divna poezija.
And people were stunned. The scholars looked at him. Their hearts were touched. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami looked like the sun and the moon rising in the assembly. There was so much dukhane energia.
I Rupa i Sanatana Goswami su izgledali poput sunca i mjeseca koji se polako uzdižu na tom skupu i to je bilo sve prepuno duhovne energije.
Just at this moment they saw Chaitanya Das entering the assembly hall.
U tom trenutku su vidjeli kako Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ulazi na to mjesto. Izvinjavam se, Chaitanya Das ulazi.
Yeah, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are too much intoxicated by Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivedanta. And immediately they stopped their lecture before all the scholars.
I onda su odmah prekinuli svoju lekciju iako su bili svi ti učenjaci.
They got up and they went to this Chaitanya Das, fell down before his feet and just said, bless us, we are simple fools.
Onda su otišli kod Chaitanya Dasa, pali pred njegova lotosna stopala i rekli su, molimo te blagoslovi nas, mi smo takve budale.
They washed his feet.
I oni su oprali njegova stopala.
They really felt very humble.
I zaista su se osjetili tako poniznim.
Do you know what was the pride of Srila Prabhupada?
Da li znate kakav je bio ponos Srila Prabhupada?
When he would really be very proud.
Kada bi on zaista bio veoma ponizan.
He remembered how his spiritual master had defeated him.
On bi se sjećao kako ga je njegov duhovni učitelj porazio.
He said when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when I met him, I gave many reasons why we should first liberate India from the political rule of the British people.
I on kada je sreo svog duhovnog učitelja, prvo mu je navodio jako puno razloga zašto prvo Indija treba da se oslobodi britanske vlasti.
And then Prabhupada laughed. And he said, of course, my spiritual master defeated me. It is necessary to be humble if you want to get spiritual knowledge. As soon as you become proud, all your knowledge turns against you, and it would be better you would not know even to say Hari Bol.
Čim postanete ponosni, svo znanje koje imate se okrene protiv vas, i onda je bolje čak da ne znate ni da kažete ni Hari Bol.
Because when pride enters your heart, you become offensive towards God and the Vaishnavas.
Jer kada ponos uđe u vaše srce, onda postajete uvredljivi prema Bogu i prema Vaishnavama.
There is a sloka in the Chaitanya Bhagavad which says, you may chant Hare Krishna and take a bath in the Ganga, but if you offend Vaishnavas, the Hare Krishna mantra and the bath in the Ganga turns against you.
U Chaitanya Bhagavati postoji jedan stih koji kaže, možete mantrati Hare Krishna maka mantru i možete se kupati u Gangi. Međutim, ako uvredite Vaishnavu, onda se i vaše pevanje svetog imena i vaše kupanje u Gangi okrenu protiv vas.
A true devotee will always understand Krishna is the doer.
Pravi bhakta će uvijek razumeti, Krishna je vršilac.
Krishna is guiding me.
Krishna me vodi.
Krishna is making me speak.
Krishna mi daje mogućnost da pričam.
If the glass would say, I'm so happy, I see all of you.
Ako naočare kažu, mi smo tako srećni, možemo sve da vas vidimo.
What a nonsense glass!
Kako se to glupo.
But if the glass would say, Bhakti Granthaji is looking through me.
Ali ako naočare kažu, ovaj Bhakta gleda kroz nas.
And he is seeing through me.
I on gleda, on vidi kroz nas.
The glasses would be very dobro glasses. So when the soul understands everything, I am part and parcel of Krishna, and everything around me is Krishna, so everything is moving through Krishna's mercy, then he really sees.
I kada osoba shvati da sve zapravo se oko nje pokreće zbog Krišne, onda vidi na pravilan način.
Yeah. There's one scholar, Vaishnav scholar, his name is Rupa Kaviraj, who is an example of a not humble Vaishnav, and he is an example also how his knowledge turned against him.
Postoji jedan neponizni učenjak koji se zvao Rupa Kaviraj, i on je također pored svoje neponiznosti primjer toga kako se njegovo znanje okrenulo protiv njega.
Rupa Kaviraj was extremely intelligent and he was blessed by Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Rupa Kaviraj je bio veoma inteligentan i bio je blagoslovljen od strane Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
His Shiksha Guru was actually Sri Krishna Charan Chakravarti, who was a god brother of Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur's guru.
I jedan njegov duhovni učitelj je bio.
Yes, this happens in life. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's beloved disciple Mukunda gave knowledge to this Rupa Kaviraj.
I Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami kroz svog voljenog učenika Mukundu je dao znanje tom Rupi Kaviraj.
But Rupa Kaviraj became proud.
Ali Rupa Kaviraj je postao ponosan.
I know so much.
Ja znam toliko puno.
I'm so intelligent.
Ja sam tako inteligentan.
One day he was just explaining something.
I jednog dana je nešto objašnjavao.
And Krishna Priya came, the daughter of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti.
I tu je došla čerka Ganga Narayan Chakravartija, koja se zvala Vishnu Priya.
Krishna Priya, yes, also Vishnu Priya. Listen to Krishna Priya's glories.
I slušajte o slavama Krishna Priya.
She would always chant.
Ona bi uvijek mantrala.
Krishna Priya sat down where the lecture was.
Krishna Priya je sedela tamo gdje je bila lekcija.
And her tongue was automatically moving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
I njen jezik se tako automatski pomerao.
Her sound was not disturbing.
I taj zvuk nije bio uznemirujući.
But Rupa Kaviraj was disturbed.
Ali Rupa Kaviraj je bio uznemiren.
You come to my highly fascinating lecture.
Ti si došla na moju veoma fascinirajuću.
And you chant?
A ti mantraš.
Is my lecture not more important than your?
Zar moja lekcija nije važnija od tog tvog mrmljanja?
Krishna Priya said, I'm sorry, but my tongue always goes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I ona je rekla, pali izvini, moj jezik uvek slago, tako peva slago, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I cannot stop this. So because Rupa Kaviraj was so proud, he became bewildered with all his knowledge.
I zato što je Rupa Kaviraj bio ponosan, on je postao zbunjen svim tim svojim znanjem.
He had to leave Vrindavan.
Mora da napusti Vrindavan.
And he had to start his Sahajiya Sampradaya.
I onda je započeo svoju Sahajiya Sampradaya.
Yes, yes. So let us learn about another aspect of humility.
I hajde sada da nešto naučimo o drugom aspektu poniznosti.
He who really has it means he who really has love of God thinks he has no love of God.
Onaj ko zaista posjeduje ljubav prema Bogu, on uopšte ne smatra da posjeduje ljubav prema Bogu.
Premera svabava janha, premera sabanda, sema ne kresna mora, nahi prema ganda. Nahi prema gandhya means not even a smell of prema.
Te reči znači, tu nema čak ni mirisa prema.
Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami says, wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think himself a devotee.
A Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami je rekao, gdje postoji pravi odnos sa Bogom, tu bhakta ne misli za sebe da je... Da ima šta?
I know it is almost inconceivable. Even it is hard to translate this. The devotee who has love always thinks that he doesn't even have a drop of love for Krishna. You must know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if I had love, I could not tolerate the separation from Krishna. But the fact that I'm still living shows that I have no lubav at all.
Ja mogu misliti da imam ljubavi prema Krišni, ali da zapravo imam ljubavi prema Krišni, uopšte ne bih mogao čak ni da živim.
Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Ganga where some persons were who blasphemed one devotee.
I jednom je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu otišao do obale Gange i tamo je bila jedna osoba koja je vređala bhakte.
When Mahaprabhu heard the blasphemy, he ran into the Ganga and jumped in deep water.
I kada je gospodin Chaitanya čuo to vređanje Vaishnava, on je odmah skočio u vodu Gange.
The devotees were trying to rescue him, but it was in such deep water.
I bhakti su probali da ga spasu, ali on je već bio u tako dubokoj vodi.
Later, when they have saved Mahaprabhu, they say, why did you want to take your life?
Tako da kasnije, kada su ga spasili, rekli su mu, pa zašto si želio sebi da uzme život?
Listen to Mahaprabhu's answer.
I slušajte što je odgovorio Mahaprabhu.
When I heard this blasphemy against a devotee, I lost all my little quantity of love of Krishna.
Kada sam čuo te uvrede protiv bhakta, ja sam izgubio i to malo što sam imao svoje ljubavi prema Krishna.
Now I'm without love of Krishna.
I sada sam bez ljubavi prema Krishna.
What's the use for me to go on living?
I kakva korist od toga da nastavim da živim?
And then he said, why have you taken me out of the Ganga? I was so comfortably drowning.
I onda je rekao, zašto ste me izvukli iz Gange? Tako sam se lepo i udobno bavio.
Hare Krishna. So this is a symptom when you have humility. You don't think you have love of Krishna.
To je simptom kad imate poniznost, onda uopšte ne mislite da imate ljubavi prema Krishna.
You always want.
Uvek želite.
Krishna, where are you?
Krishna, gde si ti?
Desi te, yes, desi te. You also say when we meet someone, desi. Yes. Oh, Krishna, where are you?
Krishna, gde si ti?
No, I have seen you.
Ne, ja sam te video.
And then, when this mood is there, Krishna cannot keep himself in hiding any longer.
I onda, kada imamo to raspoloženje, onda Krishna više ne može da se krije.
I will now look at the wristwatch of... I will go now to one last aspect of humility.
I sada ćemo otići do zadnjeg aspekta poniznosti.
Then I will end my lecture and ask you for any questions.
I onda ću završiti sa svojom lekcijom i pitaću vas da li imate pitanje.
Tomorrow's lecture we will start with a test. You will be severely tested.
A sutrašnjom lekciju ćemo krenuti sa testom i bit ćete veoma puno testirani.
The fifth aspect of humility is that it wins the heart. A truly humble person wins the heart of others. Once, Dharmaraj asked Yudhishthira a question which is very interesting. What does one have to give up in order to become lovable?
A šta osoba mora da napusti da bi mogla da postane voljena?
I think all of us want to be lovable by want to be loved by others.
Mislim da svi mi želimo da budemo voljeni od strane drugih osoba.
Here comes the secret.
A ovdje dolazi tajna.
What to give up in order to become lovable or loved by others?
Šta trebamo napustiti da bi bili voljeni ili da bi nas drugi voljeli?
Yudhishthira Maharaj said only one word.
Yudhishthira Maharaj je rekao samo jednu reč.
Give up pride, then you become lovable.
Napusti ponos i onda ćeš postati voljen.
I think the best example is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
Mislim da je najbolji primjer Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lično.
Do you remember when he came to Varanasi, the town of all these big sannyasis?
Da li se sjećate kada je došao u Varanasi? To je grad svih tih sanjasija.
There was a guru who had 60,000 disciples named Prabodhananda Saraswati.
I tamo je bio guru koji je bio učenik 60,000 učenika i on se zvao Prabodhananda Saraswati.
In Varanasi he was really Mr. Famous.
I u Varanasiju on je bio Mr. Poznati.
Yes. All his disciples would greet each other by saying, Om Namo Narayan, I give my most humble obeisances to you who are Narayan. Not only to their guru, but to each other.
I oni ne samo da su svom guru na taj način odavali poštovanje, već čak i jedni drugima govoreći, ti si sam Narayan.
Imagine, I would greet Daksha like this.
Zamislite da ja tako pozdravim Dakshu.
Daksha, you are God!
Daksha,
please accept my humble obeisances. This is how the sannyasis would greet themselves.
To je kako bi sannyasi pozdravljali jedni drugi.
Would you like to hear this? Marayanti, you are God. Please accept my most. This is Om Namo Narayanaya. Namaha means obeisances. So this was the mood. This was the God club. So Mahaprabhu wanted to preach to them. Did he go to them and say, you fools? No. He waited until there was an invitation. And when he was invited, he came, and like everyone else, he washed his feet at a specially designed foot wash area.
I onda, što je uradio? Uradio kao što bi uradio bilo ko drugi ko bi došao na takav skup. On bi došao do specijalno dizajniranog mjesta gdje bi se prala stopala.
Can you imagine how intensely it must smell when there are maybe a thousand sannyasis washing their feet at one place? This is really a much stronger smell than yesterday in the play.
I možete zamisliti kako to samo lepo intenzivno miriše. Kada sam ja se peru svoje stopala na jednom mjestu, to čak više mnogo miriše nego jučer naš ovaj pastir iz predstave.
So all the sannyasis were seated already.
I svi sannyasi su ga već vidjeli.
Mahaprabhu washed his feet.
I Mahaprabhu je oprao svoje stopala.
And he sat at the place of the smell.
I onda je seo na tom mjestu gdje je taj miris.
At the foot wash area.
U tom mjestu gdje su, na tom mjestu gdje se prala stopala.
The sannyasis looked to him.
Sannyasi su gledali na njega.
Ha, they had expected to meet, they knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom they had criticized so much, would come to the same lunch engagement.
I oni su znali da isti taj Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koga su puno kritikovali, da će doći tu na njihov ručak.
And here he was.
I on je bio tu.
The personality about whom the whole town of Varanasi was talking from morning till evening and throughout the night.
I osoba o kojoj je cijel Varanasi pričao i danju i noću i tokom cijele noći.
He had disturbed attracted many people in his chanting, and Prabodhananda Sarasvati, the super guru of Varanasi, was feeling threatened.
I onda cijel taj grad Varanasi je pričao njemu i njihov guru Prakashananda Sarasvati je postao uplašen.
And here he was sitting in the foot washing area.
Osjetio to kao prijetnju. A sada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sedeo na tom mjestu gdje su se prala stopala.
Prabodhananda said he got up and went there personally and said, "My dear Sannyasi, are you sad in your heart? Is that why you sit here?"
I Prakashananda Sarasvati je došao do tog mesta i rekao je, "Dragi moj Sannyasi, da li si ti tužan u svome srcu? Da li je to razlog zbog koga sediš ovdje?"
Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm, this is my natural place, because you are all high class Sannyasis of a higher order than me. It's my natural place to sit here a little down, and you should sit up."
A Mahaprabhu je rekao, ne, ovo je prirodno mjesto za mene da sedim, jer vi ste Sannyasi više gleda nego ja, vi trebate sedeti na uzvišenom mjestu, a ovo je prirodno mjesto za mene.
And while he was saying this, the Brahman effulgence came out of him.
I dok je to govorio, sve Brahmana se manifestovao iz njega.
And it became clear to Prabodhananda Sarasvati, this is not an ordinary person.
I onda je postalo jasno Prakashanandi Sarasvati da ovo nije obična osoba.
Maybe he is Narayan, or for sure he is Narayan.
Možda je on Narayan, u stvari sigurno to je Narayan.
And he said, I'm not qualified to sit with you.
I onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, ja nisam kvalifikovan da sedim sa tobom.
Prabodhananda Sarasvati said, please come. And he helped him up and brought him to where all the others were sitting. And in this way he performed Agyata Sukriti.
A Prabodhananda Sarasvati ga je uzeo i onda ga odveo do tog mjesta gdje su svi sedeli i na taj način je napravio Agyata Sukriti.
Mm-hmm. And then, because they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's humility, their hearts were won, and the sannyasis were, they said, "You are so wonderful, we can see this, why do you dance with these ordinary sentimentalists? You should be studying Vedanta."
I onda oni kada su vidjeli Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, njihova srca su postala zagrejana, i onda su ga pitali, pa zašto pleješ sa tim sentimentalistima? Zašto ne proučavaš Vedantu?
And again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquered their hearts.
I opet je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu osvojio njihova srca.
He said, "You know, my spiritual master called me a great fool."
Pa vidite, moj duhovni učitelj me nazvao velikom budalom.
Normally, you know, when we introduce ourselves, we don't say, "Here I am, the big fool."
Normalno mi kad se predstavljamo ne kažemo, evo tu sam, velika budala.
No, we will say, "Here I am, I wrote 3 books.
Kažemo, evo tu sam ja, napisao sam 3 knjige.
The Way of the Great Departure. and the Nectar Ocean of the Holy Name. And the third is not really totally published, but it is already written. It's the Gayatri book. I am the center of the director for Vedic. What is it? The director of the center for everything in the world. We give some introduction where we feel we will be understood properly. We won't say, "I'm a great fool. This is my proper introduction." We will
Nećemo reći kad se neko predstavljamo ja sam velika budala.
Yeah, we will not say this.
Mi to nećemo reći.
Even if it is true.
Čak i da je istina.
True humility is totally against material life.
Prava poniznost je nešto potpuno protiv materijalnog života.
It is something different.
To je nešto potpuno drugačije.
It rests on the understanding that I am a small soul.
I to je zasnovano na shvatanju ja sam mala duša.
Helpless.
Bespomoćna.
Dependent.
Zavisna.
That is my glory.
To je moja slava.
I am a part of the most glorious.
Ja sam delić najslavniji.
Yes. So these were some aspects of humility.
Ovo su bili neki aspekti poniznosti.
Tomorrow we will continue, but I think we will break the lecture here in two parts.
Sutra ćemo nastaviti, ali mislim da ćemo ovdje podijeliti lekciju na dva dela.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening.
Hvala vam jako puno na slušanju.
Let me see if you have now some questions.
Dozvolite da vidimo ako imate neka pitanja.
We will take about 15 minutes questions and then we will okay. Nanda Sutta.
15 minuta ćemo odvojiti za pitanja.
Sometimes in the dealings with the other persons, it seems to me that if I try to act humbly, that they will think that it is actually weakness, and then maybe they will continue to act in the wrong way, and it is not good for them and also for me. And also there are the examples of the devotees who seemingly not act in the humble way, for example, Draupadi or Bhimasen and like this. So I ask this because it seems for me that there is very subtle difference between humbleness and weakness. So if you can please say something about this.
Mm-hmm.
Pitao sam, gleda mi nekad da u tom kontaktu sa drugim osobama, ako pokušam telom ponizno, da će ta osoba to shvatiti kao moju slabost, onda će možda nastaviti da deluje pogrešno, a to nije dobro ni za tu osobu, ni za mene. Isto rekao sam da postoje primjeri bhakta koji najzgled nisu delovali ponizno, kao što su Bhimani i Draupadi u nekim teškim situacijama. I izgleda mi da postoji ta jako fina razlika između
Let us now give an answer where our translator Bhakti Giranta will be totally challenged. It's alright. Humility does not mean to think less of yourself.
Poniznost ne znači da mislimo da smo mi da smatramo sebe niskim.
But it means to think of yourself less.
Već znači da manje razmišljamo o sebi.
Does this mean, did he translate correctly?
Yes.
This is what I heard from Birk, who was it?
Yes.
Purnachanda Prabhu or yeah, Birk Krishna Goswami? I do not know at this moment. It's Nanda Sutaji, if you are humble, if you are always thinking, oh, I'm so low, I'm so absolutely unqualified.
Ako razmišljamo, pa ja sam tako nizak, ja sam zapravo tako nekvalifikovan.
I'm so absolutely normalni.
Ja sam tako apsolutno normalan.
I'm so absolutely sleepy.
Ja sam tako
I'm so absolutely unsurrendered.
Ja sam tako potpuno nepredan.
I am so absolutely ugly.
Ja sam tako potpuno ružan.
You think all the time of yourself.
Znači da cijelo vrijeme razmišljaš o sebi.
But if you think Krishna is so wonderful.
Ali ako misliš Krishna je tako divan.
devotees are so wonderful.
Bhakti su tako divni.
And the process of Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. Prabhupada is so wonderful. And I am their most humble servant. It's a total different energy. In the first example, you associate with qualities like unsurrendered, unqualified, whatever material qualities.
U prvom slučaju se družite sa svim tim lošim osobinama kao što je nepredavanje, nekvalifikovanost i tako dalje.
And in the second case you associate with Prabhupada, Krishna and the glories of Krishna.
A u drugom primjeru se družite sa Prabhupadom, sa Krishnom i sa Krishnim slavama.
And you become very strong in this association.
I onda u tom društvu postajete veoma jaki, veoma snažni.
Do you know something about kinesiology or what? Sita will know the right word.
Da li znate nešto o kinezoterapiji?
It's ne, not kineza therapy. Here is a word.
Kinesiology.
Yeah, no, this is right. Kinesiologia.
Kinesiologia.
Yes. Listen to this. It's very interesting. Okay. One person, Mr. Person A, holds his hand like this.
Gospodin osoba A ovako ispruži svoju ruku.
And he is fixing in his mind and saying, I can do it.
I on je usredsređen u svom umu i on kaže, ja to mogu uraditi.
And the other time he fixes the concept in his mind, I can't do it.
I drugi put on stavi taj koncept u svoj um, ja to ne mogu uraditi.
When he says, I can't do it, someone presses his arm down.
I kada kaže u svom umu ja to ne mogu raditi, izgleda kao neko da gura njegovu ruku na dole.
It usually goes very easy.
I ako neko uzme da gura njegovu ruku na dole, to će raditi veoma lako.
When you press here.
Kada ode pritisne.
And when you say, but when the same person says, I can do it.
Ali kada ista osoba kaže, mogu to uraditi.
You can hang almost another person on the arm here and it doesn't go down.
Možete skoro da mu zakažete celu jednu osobu, jednog čovjeka za ruku, on neće da ide na dole.
Because he associates with his mind with a different concept.
Zato što se unutar svog uma ili pomoću svog uma druži sa drugom koncepcijom.
Although it's only one letter, I can and I can't.
Iako je razlika samo u jednom slovu, mogu ili ne mogu.
In English, I can and I can't. It's only one T is more. It gives a lot of different results in terms of strength.
Tako da vidimo na engleskom, tako je ta mala razlika samo u jednom slovu, ali daje toliko veliku razliku u snagi.
If you associate your mind with true spiritual humility, Nanda Sutaji, you will be strong.
Ako se družiš sa pravom duhovnom energijom i poniznošću, onda ćeš biti jak.
If you associate your mind with self-pity,
ako se družiš sa nekim žalostima u vezi sebe, jadikovanjem,
you will be weak.
Onda ćeš biti slab.
The two may look the same.
Ova dve stvari mogu izgledati isto.
But one makes you strong, the other weak.
Ali jedna te čini snažnim, a druga te čini slabim.
Yes, I know. Sometimes we think others will abuse me if I'm humble.
Da, ponekad mislimo, drugi će me zloupotrijebiti ako sam ponizan.
But if I make a wall of protection around me, it's all right.
Ali ako načinim zid zaštite oko sebe, onda će biti sve u redu.
I must admit that there are some people who have not good intention towards us, who might abuse, but they will abuse everything.
Moram da priznam da postoje neki ljudi koji žele da nas zloupotrebe, ali oni bi zloupotrebili ovako i onako svakoga.
But usually a person who is humble wins heart.
Ali obično osoba koja je ponizna, ona osvaja srca drugih.
Hare Krishna. Now our devotee from here in the little in the back, yes, please speak. You will get a microphone and you will be on MP3. So please speak nicely.
Ako nekad osjetimo da smo porezni, izgleda da smo zaista porezni, kako da se zaštitimo od toga da ne postanemo ponos i da smo je porezni? Može nešto
praktično?
Usually, if we have real humility, this humility will act almost like an iron armor against pride.
I ako imate zaista poniznost, ona će djelovati kao čelični zaštitnik protiv ponosa.
But it may be that there is a semblance of humility. Then it looks like humility.
Ali to izgleda poput poniznosti.
And then pride might enter.
I onda ponos može ući.
That is possible.
To je moguće.
But a person who is truly humble, pride will not enter him.
Ali osoba koja je zaista ponizna, ponos neće uticati na njih.
He is,
može ući.
He's pride proof.
A ona je zaštićena protiv ponosa.
Like we say, waterproof.
Kao što kažemo, zaštićen protiv
ponosa. A humble person is pride proof.
Tako je ponizna osoba zaštićena protiv ponosa.
But you know, we are human beings and we can't always come to the highest level of humility.
Ali mi smo ljudska bića i ne možemo uvek doći do najvišeg nivoa poniznosti.
I would recommend you that you try to remain humble.
Ja bih vam preporučio, pokušajte da ostanete ponizni.
And whenever you lose it,
i kad god to izgubite,
that is whenever humility pride enters your level of humility,
što znači kad osjetite da ponos ulazi na vaš nivo poniznosti,
then you afterwards you analyze what happened.
Nakon toga što prođe, analizirajte šta se desilo.
When did it enter?
Kako je to ušlo? Kada?
What happened?
Šta se desilo?
And then next time when you are in the same situation, you will recognize your enemy at the right time.
I sljedeći put kada se nađete u istoj situaciji, prepoznaćete svog neprijatelja na vrijeme.
In other words, I would like to encourage you to learn from your mistakes.
Drugim riječima, htio bih da vas ohrabrim da učite na svojim greškama.
Analyze.
Analizirajte.
What happened?
Šta mi se desilo?
And avoid it next time it comes.
I sljedeći put to izbegnite kada dođe.
I think that's the best one can do.
Da je to najbolje što osoba može da uradi.
Yes, I know. We doing quite well.
Da znam, mi trudimo se.
We have nice Vaishnav relationships.
Mi imamo lepe vaishnavske odnose.
And then one day we lose it.
I jednog dana to izgubimo.
We say something which is impossible.
I onda kažemo nešto što je nemoguće.
Maybe we hurt others.
Možda smo povredili druge.
And then we seem to lose everything what we have gained.
I onda izgleda da smo izgubili sve, ali zapravo smo nešto dobili.
So
sve što smo dobili, izgubili smo sve što smo dobili.
This helped me very much.
To je meni pomoglo jako puno.
In previous times I would get sometimes upset in certain situations.
Ranije bih bio uznemiren u određenim situacijama.
And I felt afterwards sorry.
I nakon toga bi osjećao žaljenje.
Because when you are upset, you can't really listen any longer.
Jer ako ste uznemireni, više ne možete da slušate.
For instance, someone would ask me a question after a lecture, and I thought he would like to attack me. I'm speaking now of a public program.
Na primjer, neko bi mi posle lekcije postavio pitanje i ja bi mislio da ta osoba želi da me napadne, pričam o javnim programima.
And I would immediately become like a flash. And afterwards I thought I really didn't listen to the person. Maybe I was totally in illusion. And so I learned to always, when someone asks me a question, to first just stop your own commentary and just listen what is the question.
I onda sam naučio da kad me neko nešto pita, da zaustavim svoj sopstveni komentar i da se trudim da razumijem šta me ta osoba zaista pita.
This one example of learning from a mistake.
Znači vam jedan primjer učenja na greškama.
By analyzing what actually went wrong at which time.
Pomoću analiziranja šta je počelo da se odvija pogrešno i u koje vrijeme.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends that every 2 weeks, that is every Ekadasi, we should review the last 2 weeks and see how did everything go.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur je dao savjet da svake 2 nedjelje, što znači svaki Ekadasi, napravimo mali pregled prošle 2 nedjelje i šta nam se sve dešavalo, kako su se stvari odvijale.
And then we identify places where we could do better.
I onda možemo da prepoznamo mjesta na kojima možemo da se popravimo.
When I'm in a preaching program like this, I review usually every day.
Kada sam na propovjedačkim programima kao što je ovaj, ja zapravo pravim taj pregled svakog dana.
And I notice always many points where I could have said where I could have done better service.
I svakog dana nađem, primetim mnoga mjesta gdje sam mnogo bolje mogao da uradim svoju službu.
And I've noticed when I wake up the next morning, I'm much more prepared to do better service.
I primetim kada se sljedećeg jutra probudim, mnogo sam bolje pripremljen da uradim svoju službu.
It somehow programs you differently when you are ready to analyze.
Na neki način to vas programira drugačije kada ste spremni da analizirate.
Yes.